Do you say Tefillas HaDerech when you travel within a city, but a dangerous city? So the Gemara in Brachos says Ad Kama, until how far do you, we'll leave it vague, the translation of this, but it says until how much do you say Tefillas HaDerech? And the answer is Ad Parsa, a Parsa, which is about 4 kilometers. So what is the Pshat in the Gemara? So Rashi learns, the Gemara is telling you that Tefillas HaDerech must be recited while you're still in the first parsa. I mean, the Gemara is telling you when Tefillas HaDerech will be recited, but not telling you anything about the distance of Tefillas HaDerech, of how far you need to go. The Baha'i, on the other hand, cited in Rashi, says the Gemara is telling you that you're only chayiv to recite Tefillas HaDerech when you're traveling at least a parsa. And again, nothing is mentioned about in a city, outside a city. However, the Rosh, when explaining this Baha'i, says that less than a parsa from a city is not considered a makom sakana, and therefore you wouldn't have to say Tefillas HaDerech. In other words, you need to be a parsa outside of a city in order to be chayiv Tefillas HaDerech. And similarly, Rabbeinu Yonah also focuses on the danger of the roads, because he asks, he doesn't do Sham, we say that all roads are dangerous. He says, no, only roads outside the city, a parsa past the city, are going to be dangerous. Now, the Abu Raham seems to learn like the Baha'i as well, but he gives a little bit of a different reason in the Rosh in Rabbeinu Yonah. In one place, he focuses on the danger. In another place, he says, Shir Mahalach Derech Parsa Havei. That in order to be Tefillas HaDerech, you need at least travel a Parsa. He seems to learn that there's two issues. There's traveling in a place of danger, and also it needs to be a certain amount that you travel. Now, how do we pass? Can we pass like the Bahag, which means that you have to go more than a parsa in order to be chayiv in Tefillas HaDerech? You need to be traveling more than a parsa, more than these 4 kilometers, about 2 to 3 miles. And the Ramah, however, is choshesh for Rashi that you should recite Tefillas HaDerech in the first parsa. And the Mishnah Brura explains that we are giving the reason of the Rosh, that the Shulchan Aruch is passing like the Rosh, that you need to be outside the city, but he extrapolates that even if within a parsa of a city, though, you do say Tefillas HaDerech if there's danger. Now, the Be'er Halacha even takes it further and seems to possibly indicate that even if you're traveling within a city itself and there's danger, then you would say Tefillas HaDerech, as long as you're traveling more than a parsa. In other words, you travel through a lot of cities, but it's dangerous areas, then you would perhaps say Tefillas HaDerech. Although it's not so clear, but that's what the Be'er Halacha is talking about. Perhaps he's talking about only when you go on a road and you're near cities the entire time on the road, but you're still outside the city. So how do we paskin? So what happens if you're in a dangerous place or dangerous roads, but it's less than a parsa outside the city? So the Halicha Shlomo says Rav Shlomo Zalman would not say Tefillas HaDerech when he goes from Yerushalayim to Bnei Brak because of this Mishnah Berurah, that the entire road is within the city. And also he says the roads are paved, and therefore Rav Shlomo Zalman felt that Tefillas HaDerech is never recited on dangerous roads itself. It's only because of wild animals or robbers. And in fact, Rav Shlomo Zalman would say when you go through Arab cities, which are not Makom Yishuv, you would therefore say Tefillas HaDerech. Now, the Ishei Yisrael points out, this is Rav Shlomo Zalman, according to his other opinion, that says you could add in whatever different nusach you want to Tefillas HaDerech, like Vatzilenu Mimachbulim or Mokshim, to add in that Hashem should save you from other, you know, pitfalls that you're going to encounter, Chas V'Shalom, on the road. Because Tefillas HaDerech by itself, our language does not include these things. It only includes Chayos Ros, wild animals, etc. On the other hand, the Chaznish allowed Tefillas HaDerech from city to city, and possibly even within a city, if the roads are dangerous. And according to that, says the Ishei Yisrael, Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky similarly holds not to add your own language to Tefillas HaDerech, because we just said his father holds and his uncle hold, in Chaznish, that everything is already included in our Tefillas HaDerech. And this is, again, the opinion of Shevet Alevi, that you can recite Tefillas HaDerech on roads that are dangerous but are close to the city. But Shuvas and August cites the Chaz Nish's ruling that it's only if the road is outside the city, but not inside the city, because Vonucha Vashanos Me'avosenu. In other words, a simple explanation is that you should not recite Tefillas HaDerech unless you are outside the city. And Rav Dov Lior, though, from Chevron, says you can recite Tefillas HaDerech even within a city. I guess it depends what city you're talking about, because of current dangers on the road. Rav Chaim Kanievsky is also citing Avnei Derech as ruling similarly that if you want to make a bracha within a city, dangerous cities in a city, traveling in a dangerous area in a city, you can, but clearly the prevalent minhag is not to do so. Rav Soloveitchik is famously cited in Nefesh Rav by Rav Schechter as flying from when he used to fly from Boston to New York. He would recite Tefillas HaDerech in the first few times that he would travel. Once he got comfortable with flying on an airplane and traveling back and forth a few times a week, he would stop reciting Tefillas HaDerech, and that's because he felt that the only reason why you recite Tefillas HaDerech is because it's an area and a place of danger, and you feel this danger, and it's a tefillah-based tzara. But once you are continuously flying, and there, you don't feel this danger, so then it's not considered a tefillah-based tzara, it's not considered a tefillah in a time of danger, and therefore he would not recite Tefillas HaDerech later on in his life.